The Property Pod. Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the expansive property industry. Just a note, as mentioned last week, we have paused our Sell Your City series on the podcast. That's with the mayors of major metros due to the elections having impacted their diaries. But it will be back sometime in June with Cape Town's Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis being lined up. We went back to listed property last week, and on this latest podcast, it's a mix between private or unlisted, and you could say a little bit of the listed sector. The Behemoth Shopping Center, Four Ways Mall, may be huge, but it has high vacancies and has been struggling since its multi-billion rand redevelopment in 2019. The timing came just as COVID hit, so it was a bit of a double whammy. But the joint shareholders have had their troubles too. No, we are not talking to Accelerate Property Fund or Azrapart, the joint shareholders on the pod today, but we are speaking to leading private retail property investors, developers and managers, the Flanagan and Gerard Property Group, or FNG as they are commonly referred to. The group has been brought on board to help turn Four Ways Mall around from a property asset management perspective. FNG was started by legendary retail property entrepreneurs Pat Flanagan and Peter Gerard. I hope to have them on the pod in the future. They are icons in the industry. The group is behind the likes of Morningside Shopping Center, Val Mall, Belito Junction, amongst a string of others across the country. Now, on the podcast, we have Paul Gerard, Managing Director of FNG, to talk to us about the turnaround plans at Four Ways Mall. That was a bit of a mouthful, but Paul, welcome to the Property Pod.
Suren, thank you very much.
Paul Flanagan and Gerard was appointed to manage Four Ways Mall in December last year. When did it actually become effective? Because I see in one of the latest releases, Mulman Group, who also are quite a big player in the industry, is also part of the turnaround team now.
Yes. So we officially started in February this year. We went to go recruit the best property management team that we could work with. We work with many property management teams, not to say that the other property managers out there aren't good at what they do, but the Mulman Group, as a private company like ourselves and a developer, they have a lot of similarities to us. And with their very strict financial team in the background, we felt that they would be good to put procedures and processes in place that may not have been in there prior to us getting involved. You know, what we've been doing is we've been planning, but a lot of behind the scenes work, including improving a lot of the compliance that's required. That includes lighting levels in back of house areas. We've created a new taxi facility area underneath the building, which is not visible, but allows us, it's doubled the number of taxis we have in the shopping center. A lot of general maintenance. You'll notice around the aeroplane and the mall, we've tidied it up and hoarded it off and tiled where there were no tiles. And we've been restructuring the team on site, which do have a whole bunch of very good quality personnel who just needed a bit of direction. And I think that us together with the Mulman Group are giving them a lot more direction to implement the small changes that, when all of them are put together, make big changes.
A lot would have been done, as you say, strategizing a little bit, but you would have done the recce, so you've been on site and looked at the center before coming up with the turnaround plan as such. Is the turnaround plan finalized, and what does that entail? Because it's, you talked about tidying up, but that's not your plan. It's a process.
Yeah, no, sure. So obviously, this is a multifaceted project, but the turnaround plan is dynamic. That means that every time we meet, we'll reevaluate the plan to see that we're on the right track. But we've based the turnaround plan on Pat Flanagan's synopsis of Four Ways More. And he says it like this: our overriding objective is to reestablish Four Ways More as the top of mind best shopping destination for those who reside in our primary and secondary trade area, and to provide an easy, safe, and delightful physical environment supported by the best of breed tenant mix. And that means that essentially we need to improve the customer experience at Four Ways Mall. So as I said, it's multifaceted, but the customer experience and what we hear via social media is that we need to improve lighting, especially in parking areas, directional signage, as well as brand signage. If you drive around Four Ways Mall, you may not see any Four Ways Mall sign up. And so we just need to emphasize that. Obviously, backup power is a significant parking and traffic flow challenges that we are currently busy with. And we believe that a center of the sides needs an e-hailing drop-off and go place for Ubers, moms dropping off their kids, because obviously this is one of the best entertainment malls in the country, with the flagship Bounce, the Sturkinicor, the Tenpin Bowling, the go-karting, the Hamleys Play Store, the Adventure Golf, and so on. So we needed to do that. But before I even go there, we also felt that the approach to Four Ways Mall was a little bit untidy. And what I mean by that is that traffic lights often don't work. Street lights are often non-existent at night. The taxis do what they want. The hawkers are a little bit untidy. And so we have been putting together a business improvement district with the collaboration of our immediate property owner colleagues from Growth Point at Four Ways Crossing, Togo Sun with Monte Casino, all the way up to Design Quarter, all the way down to Stain City, to create a precinct that improves and makes the customer more excited to approach Four Ways Mall. That just takes into account the customer experience. What we felt is that there were also a few energy nodes that needed to be stimulated, because Four Ways Mall isn't one shopping center. It's actually a collection of destinations. Like, the entertainment is a destination on its own. There is a commuter band that where the taxis feed into, where by the game and the pick and pay. We believe that, there's obviously the fashion node. We are going to be creating a collaborative workspace node above the shopping center that feeds down into the shopping center. We've done a deal with Planet Fitness so we can create a bit of a wellness hub on the one side. And then we are doing some really cool things on the view, where we're increasing the size, the width of the parking bays, and bringing in some speciality retail, more for the aspirational shopper of Four Ways. But that's kind of the overall plan.
It's quite a holistic plan. What's particularly exciting is what you talk about around a precinct, because it won't just be Four Ways Mall that benefits. It's all the different property owners in that node. And Four Ways is a huge node, because Togo Sun's Monte Casino, for example, is their biggest casino property in South Africa. So very interesting insight there. Paul, I'm just going to throw this in here, but it would not have been an easy decision to take on the management of Four Ways Mall, considering FNG wasn't involved in redeveloping the mall. And the fact that the mall has been struggling, as I said, there was the COVID hit, but there were a lot of things missing in terms of, you know, tenant mix and that sort of thing. The mall might say it's the biggest shopping center in South Africa, but it has the highest vacancies of any super regional mall in South Africa. What influenced FNG's decision, and how did that come about?
I think if you go to the basics of what we all learn in property, is that the first fundamental that you look for is location. They actually say it, location, location, location. But to be more specific, location absolutely on major traffic routes, accessibility from those major traffic routes, and visibility from those major traffic routes. If you've got those, then you can deliver to your market what they're looking for, because they're going to be going past you all the time. You just need to get them in there and feel comfortable once they're inside. So Four Ways Mall has got three access points off three different provincial roads, and then three access points off one local road. And so with that amount of traffic passing it, it makes sense that it should work. It's also got the best entertainment facilities of any super regional in the country. I think that you could argue that maybe our cinemas aren't quite as nice as Monte Cassino, but then we've also got the 10-pin bowling and adventure golf and the bounce and the go-karting and so on and so on. So it's also got a really good base tenant mix. And what I mean by that is it includes all the majors that you would expect in any super regional. But a lot of these majors have put flagship stores into the shopping center. And so you've got a really good base to work from. So if you can fix the consumer-friendly items, like I mentioned earlier, then the turnovers will be there. And that means you can entice the bigger brands that aren't quite there. And we've chatted to all of them. One big international brand that isn't currently represented in Four Ways Mall has said to me, she said to me that as soon as I make it pretty, I want to be there because I should be in that shopping center. But I don't want to mention names because that would be unlucky, I think.
Can you give us some stats and an update a little bit on where things stand, like confirmed GLA size and what's the vacancies at the moment, including the head lease, which is a technical term, but just to give an idea of where things stand, and maybe we'll chat a year down the line. I'm sure there'll be updates, but just to see how things have improved.
Right. Okay. So the head lease, we don't place any value on it. And so it's been excluded from our thinking. So that's, it is what it is. It's just, it's history. Brought the vacancy rate down to under 15%. It was sitting very close to 20%. And we also, and so we've added quite a few cool new brands. You'll notice there's a flagship Incredible, which is part of the Incredible Connection Group. I think there's only one other in the country that's coming soon, and a whole bunch of other retailers. I'd love to chat to you about that in a separate discussion, but it's still 176,000 square meters of retail space. Although a lot of that space we're going to reuse maybe with space that is supportive of retail, but not necessarily retail. What I mean by that is we're bringing in Planet Fitness as a gym. That's not quite retail, but it does bring people on a daily basis to Four Ways Mall. And around that, we're creating a wellness hub, which includes activewear type brands, healthy food options, and so on. Then the collaborative workspace also, it's not your retail, but what it does bring is 500 to 1,000 additional white-collar workers in the shopping center that may cross-shop while they're on their working day. We're bringing in some paddle courts on the far side, which is with a really strong operator. And that'll also bring maybe some more sporty type people into the shopping center that may cross shop. So that also goes in hand with the view, where we are bringing in a lot of speciality retail, aspirational type retail that would be similar to what you see in Morningside Shopping Center.
It's interesting you mentioned Morningside, because that's a smaller center, much smaller, but it has a world-class restaurant mix. On that note, it's not really a question, but that was one of the things that was lacking, you know, beyond fast food. Is there anything new on that front, restaurant or planned from a restaurant perspective?
You know, we're dealing with all of the major restaurant operators in Gauteng. We're dealing with them because they all want to be in Morningside Shopping Center. And because actually, since we bought Neighborhood Square in Linksfield, they all want to be in Neighborhood Square in Linksfield. So we're dealing with all of them. And for us now, it's about curating the mix so that we have a holistic selection of different types of restaurant retail within that node that will be coupled with, when I talk about specialty food, I'm talking more grocers, artisanal bakers, the charcuterie, etc., things like that, together with maybe some more independent specialist brands. So, as I said, similar to Morningside Shopping Center.
Okay. Getting a little bit JSC side of things. I know your company is not JSC listed, but the mall is co-owned by Accelerate, which is a 50% shareholder, and Azra Part, which is the private owners jointly. There is a rights offer that they were mentioning, talking around 400 million rand to support this turnaround plan. When is that expected to finalize? I know it's more a question for them, but clearly you'll be waiting on some of those funds to make some of these bigger projects around the mall happen.
Yeah, we've actually presented a capital expenditure program and budget And the program, it doesn't all happen at once. It's an extended period because where we add solar, you actually need to fix roofing first, either fix roofing or create roofing. And so it's probably a 3-year capital expenditure spend. Some of it is income generating and some of it is purely CapEx to improve the customer experience. But it includes all of the above that I've mentioned, plus some tenant installation costs. So at the moment, we are focusing our lighting on increasing the light at the northeastern parkade. And together with that, we are improving the traffic flows in and out of that northeast parkade. And that's currently under construction. And that's where we will be creating an e-hailing drop-off and go between the Adventure Golf and the mall that'll go through and stop just in front of Bounce. And that's currently underway. But the first big thing that you will probably notice is when we launch the VIP parking on the other side of the mall by the view on the upper level that feeds almost directly into the Woolworths, together with the Admit that will be coming on board with us, which is a ticketless parking provider, and then free Wi-Fi for the mall. That'll all be operational by the middle of August this year.
There is a lot happening. It's quite a holistic plan. Is the 400 million enough for the turnaround? Because you're talking 3 years. I would gather it's a lot more CapEx over that period.
So I think you're right. And I would say that we may be spending more than 400 million, but I don't want to commit to anything. Because what will happen is with a lot of the spend, it'll be income generating, which would then allow additional capital to be raised. But what we have been doing is we've been looking at every rand spent and have tried to be as efficient as possible because we know we have to spend rands efficiently. We need bang for buck. So we've been circumspect, not just throwing money at problems. We need to find a balance. And so, it's all happening.
Since FNG and Moman have come on board, what has the response been from potential tenants? And also, you don't want to talk about those that are coming, including this big international brand. But what's changed over the last 6 months or so?
So when we first started chatting to retailers, there was some negative sentiment. There's been a rocky path with COVID and everything for the newly reopened Four Ways Mall in 2019. It wasn't the easiest start. And so some of the tenants have felt like they haven't been loved like they should. So we've been engaging with them and it's actually been remarkably positive. And a lot of the big groups who know us and the Moorman Group have been very supportive of keeping the brands, expanding their footprint in certain instances and bringing some of their newer brands into the shopping center. So I'd like to say that it's not all plain sailing. It's a big shopping center to fix and to fill. But I think that by the end of the year, you'll notice significant changes both in customer experience and tenant mix when you arrive.
Well, it's good to hear that. I know one of our first stories this year was on Four Ways Mall. It actually was the top read story. And it came a bit after I visited there and I took some pictures and I said, you know, you're right. The Bounce is the flagship Bounce in the country, but there's a lot else that needs fixing there. So it seems quite exciting. Paul, I know we'll have another update at a later stage, but before you go, F&G has a pedigree in the retail property sector with the founders, one of them being your dad. Having been involved, prior to FNG being established in the likes of, Sandton City through the old Rapp and Meister group. So, you know, it has a lot of history. How big is the group today? And perhaps you want to highlight some of the properties it owns. I know I highlighted some of it in the intro, but, there has been some other developments, with joint purchases with the likes of Vukile, and I saw something with Burstone recently as well.
Yes, no. So just to put it all into perspective, the business that they were involved in after Rapp and Meister, they left that in the year 2000 under dubious circumstances, not because of them, but because of other partners. And so they really started pretty much afresh in the year 2000. Since then, I think we've sold a few of our shopping centres, but at the moment we've currently got I think 12 shopping centers on in our portfolio, about just over 500,000 square meters of retail space. We've recently purchased BT and Gibbs from the Billion Group in Mthatha with Vukile Property Fund. Also similar to Four Ways, it needs a little bit of love. And there, I think we've announced our turnaround plan there. And that includes vertical transportation, upgrades of toilet facilities and so on. We've also recently purchased the neighborhood square in Linksfield with Burstone Property Group. Although, no, we haven't actually physically taken transfer, but we have ComCom approval. So that's going to happen fairly soon. And then other centers, I mean, over the years, we were involved in a year two Orange Farm Mall. We still own Springs Mall, Vaal Mall in Vanderbijl Park, Belita Junction, you mentioned, Mall of the North in Polokwane. We joint owners with Moolman Group in Messina Mall in Limpopo and Tivani Mall in Toendo. We joint owners with Vakile. And so we almost like the retail prostitutes. We partners with everybody. And it's great, you know, partners with Resilient and Growthpoint and Vakile and Moolman Group and Burstone. So what happens with that is we get a lot of feedback. So our ability to act fast and act with better quality information is there. And so I think that's why we've been very lucky to be considered for a project which we believe is prestigious as Four Ways Mall, because it is significant, and we think we can make it, if not the premier, one of the top three premier shopping centers in South Africa over the next 5 years.
Looking forward to it. It's a little bit longer than I anticipated the interview, but Paul, I appreciate your time on the podcast today. That was Paul Gerard, Managing Director of Flanagan and Gerard.
Thanks for listening to the Moneyweb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the Moneyweb app and follow Moneyweb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.